Hey, I'm so glad you're here. This is the Efficiency Bee podcast, and I'm your host, Melissa Leone. This is the podcast where we talk about bold ideas to live a balanced life. We talk about things from time management and efficiency to organization, business, parenting, all of these things wrapped up into one. I hope you join me each week as we interview amazing people who work hard and do their best to make their own world a better place. You've heard of a queen bee, a honey bee, or a busy bee? This is Efficiency Bee. Oh, hey, I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to Episode 1, Season 4 of the Efficiency Bee podcast. This is episode number 48, and we have officially been on air for 12 whole months. I can't believe it's been that long. What a fun time. So many awesome people. I've really had a great time doing this, and I just love the networking. I love the conversation. There are so many cool people out there that have such great stories to share, and I'm so grateful that you listen in on our show. This is going to be a little different. We're going to change things up a little bit. So you've probably heard me talk in the past about a book I'm writing, just haven't pushed through the hoops yet, but it's called Efficiency Bitch. And I have officially registered the trademark for the phrase Efficiency Bitch. And I am going to use that word and that phrase to help to hone in a little bit of the specific areas that I want this podcast to really start to address. So as we move forward, you're going to see a new format. You're probably familiar with the bold, balanced, and blessed formatting that we've had in the past. Moving forward, we are going to use the letters BITCH. And each letter represents a new topic. So bank, inbox, time, community, and happiness. And those are the five areas that I personally believe, like to my core, that are really important to drill down into and to focus on in order to live an efficient life, right? Yes, I had to find words that fit the acronym perfectly, but money management is one of the things that I'm so passionate about as an individual, as a mother, for my kids, as a business owner. I really believe that once you know where your money comes from and how you spend it and how you want to use it in the future, you will begin to release new areas of efficiency into your life, as well as reduce some stress, hopefully have some happiness. It's not about how much money you have, but it is about how you use it and how you know about it. So we're going to spend a lot of time in that space. I'm going to have some awesome experts on to talk about ways to spend money, ways to save money, common areas of pitfalls, both for individuals, but also for business owners, how to talk to your kids about money, right? Like all the things that plague us when it comes to money. So that's the B for bank. We're going to talk about inbox. I am obviously very passionate about getting things done. I've been called a taskmaster in my life more than once. And this space is going to be about how to manage all of the areas of your life that have an inbox. My mother told me one time, your inbox is supposed to be full. Otherwise, you wouldn't have a job. And I love that phrase. It really helped me get through the early part of my career where I was trying to figure out all the moving parts. There will always be things in your inbox, whether or not you're working. If you own your own business, there's always an inbox. So my kids have an inbox every day. Their little backpacks come home with birthday party invitations, homework, things to sign from the school, book fairs, right? Like the kids have an inbox. Every day my business has email boxes and social media inboxes and different things that need to be addressed. My home has an inbox, right? Like we have a leak in our pool. So we have somebody who's coming over today to check on that. The home has an inbox. Life, this is a phrase from my father, life requires maintenance. And you have to know how to best manage those tools that are provided to you and to help you manage that inbox. Now, time is closely correlated. In fact, all of these items are definitely related to one another. You can't have one without the other. You can't look back at one without incorporating the other components of this acronym. But time is one that I love to focus in on. We're going to have experts here that talk about time management. We're going to talk about different areas to use technology to your advantage. I'm a huge, huge believer in using tech to our full capability. So many people just like see a shiny object and grab it. But really understanding, like, if you have a cell phone today, you probably have a lot of the time management tools that are already necessary. You just need to know how to go use those. So we're going to find experts that can help us manage our time effectively using things that are already at our fingertips and come up with better ways to manage our day to get it all done. C is for community. I have such a passion for philanthropy and for giving back to the community. The more and more I learn about my mom's side of the family, the more I realize it's just part of my genetic makeup. My great-grandfather and my grandfather were big philanthropists, involved in many things. My parents certainly are, and that was not lost on me. And I love giving back to my community. So we're going to spend a good amount of time there in that soft space, if you will, you know, ways to give back to your community, listening to other people's stories about how they're giving back to community, finding new people to connect with to learn about different opportunities that may be out there. So that's going to be our space to really fill our cups in and help give back in any way that we can. And then H is going to be all about happiness. It's all for nothing, right? If you're not happy, you can be the most organized, rich person on the planet and donate a lot of your time and energy. But if you don't love it, you're not gonna have that life that you deserve. So happiness is what it's all about. I love to incorporate health into that category as well. Health, mental health, physical health. I'm very personally interested in how to stay healthy, all the different tools that are out there and available to keep my body moving at its peak performance, but also mental health and understanding different ways to navigate all of the conflicting priorities that can take a toll on all of us, maybe how to help some children that may need some health or physical or mental health areas as well. So I'm really hoping that this new BITCH format will give you some clarity on the exact areas that Efficiency Bitch is all about, what you can expect to see in the book. The book will be written in a very similar format. So each week we're going to post a new episode and it will have a letter associated with it. And so you'll know what that category is by looking at that episode. So if you're interested particularly in the banks, you could, or the money concepts, you could listen to all the B episodes if you wanted to go back and listen. So I'm hopeful that this new format will be just as fun for you as it is for me. I've already got 15 episodes ready, set, and planned. Really excited to get this going. And if you have a great idea and you'd love to be on the show, we're always looking for new people. If you know somebody who would be a great fit for one of those categories, please have them reach out to me. I love it when I know somebody who knows somebody and we get some awesome speakers that way. So you can always email me at melissa@twocentsconsulting.com. The website for the Efficiency Bitch podcast, Efficiency B podcast, you're going to hear me call it both, is twocentsconsulting.com/efficiencyb. We're on social media at Efficiency B on both Instagram and Facebook. And really just looking to further engage with you. I really appreciate the listenership that's been out there. Our show has grown tremendously. I can't believe in just 12 short months how far it's gone, how many people that we get messages from all the time. And I'm so grateful to you and for your listening. So please feel free to reach out with any feedback that you may have. Until then, I will leave you with one final thought, and it is, we want you to continue to live a bold and balanced life in order to really reap the benefits. So we're going to lean into our inner EB and get this show on the road. We'll see you in the next episode. Well, that wraps it up. Thank you so much for listening. I am so blessed to have so many cool people on this show, and I really enjoy doing it. If you enjoy listening, please make sure you go and leave a review. These reviews mean a lot in the podcasting world. It's kind of like our version of likes. It helps push the algorithms in the system so that more people can find the episodes and can find the show altogether. So any podcast you love, make sure you're leaving ratings all the time. Really means a lot to us. Hope to see you on my social media page at Efficiency Bee. We're going to be doing big things there over the next couple weeks, and I hope you check it out. Till next time, see ya.